This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
woman.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Broken in pieces.
Yeah, no.
And left all alone.
Yeah, no.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love
you. Lord, I love you.
Yeah.
If you need Jesus, just step on up.
Step in.
You need to go to heaven and get on the right road, step in. And the Lord going to preserve you according to his word, his understanding, his patience, his love that he has for all of us. You know what he did one day? He looked beyond all our faults, and he saw just what we need. And we today, in today's life, we need him more than ever before. Because when the world is in a turmoil, Jesus is always right by our side. All we have to do is just call on him. He'll be at our rescue. In all obedience to God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our keeper, to all the ministers of the gospel this day, to Brother Johnson this day with us today. We thank God for him today. It's a pleasure. It's an opportunity for me to stand before you today and discuss a few things with you from the biblical world that Jesus gave to us. And it comes from above. All good things come from above.
Yes, sir.
The things that we see and endure on this earth come from earth that's made by man and not by the hands of God. But then God put us down here and put people in leadership role to help us to govern ourselves here while we're yet on this earth. And when we get up yonder, we won't need another government, because he's going to be in full control of everything that's going on. There'll be no more tears, no heartaches, no pain, nothing but joy and peace and love. And sometimes, I tell people sometimes, you got to work towards this.
That's right.
You got to work towards this. It just don't jump in your hand. See, a lot of things, we want things just jumping out of our hand. But it don't work like that. Everything holds a protocol. You got to go through certain protocols in order to get what you need to get. And so we have to get in the Word. Like Hosea said, we perish because the lack of knowledge. And I don't want to have a lack of knowledge. I want to be solid. I want to be solid everywhere I go. I want my light to so shine before men that they may see my good work and then give God the glory, because it's not in me, but God used me to bring forth his glory. So this is a thing that we must stay hold on to even this day. Today we're going to be talking about in the book of Philippians. In the book of Philippians today, we're going to talk to you about that and let you see what God has in store for us and if we just obey him. From Philippians, the third chapter, verse 17 through 21, Philippians 3, 17 through 21. And it reads as thus, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence all we look for the Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things, even unto himself." You may be seated. This is a hardcore thing to say today, but I'm saying it from a Christian point of view. Follow your leaders as you follow Christ. Follow your leaders as he follow Christ. Now, did you hear what I say? As he follow Christ. Some of our leaders don't follow Christ. And God has put his principles in us to walk upright before his presence, to always walk in his presence. When we're out the presence of God, we're out there in cold weather. We're going to freeze. You're not getting the proper nourishment that you need to keep warm. See, God's blood flow through you in order that you keep functioning according to his will. his mercy comes through you as well, that you can look beyond faults of other people and see their need and come to their rescue. The word brethren, the word brethren here, united family in Christ Jesus, full of love, mercy, and for all. It's the bloodline of Christ. Christ shed his blood that we may be set free, that we may worship him, the true, only true and living God, that we may be sanctified by his spirit, that we can do the works of the ministry of Jesus Christ. He said, be followers. Listen to what the scriptures say. He said, be followers together, not separated.
Yes, sir.
Be followers together of me. If I'm walking in the light as Christ is in the light, you shouldn't be able to have no problem following me.
Right.
But if I'm not walking in the light as he's in the light, you should have a problem.
Right.
And you should pray over me and ask God to anoint me or bring me back to the truth, that I can lead and instruct his people in spiritual consciousness, that he can be worthy and you can be worthy. The book goes on to say, and those that not walking, or those that walking according to the way you walk, Pastor, mark them.
Yes, sir.
Look on them. Let them be an example of us today, that I walk, you walk. I'm not infallible. You're not infallible. We all working together with Christ Jesus.
Right.
If you see me doing good, you do good.
That's right.
Don't stand back and criticize me or find faults in me. You just do good.
Yes,
God's going to pay you according to your work.
Yes, sir.
And we need to stay hooked in on that. You see, you know, you got some people in the church. They know a lot of scripture.
Yes, sir.
But they ain't walking in nothing. They're not walking right. See, the Lord give us the word to keep us on the right road. All you can do is pay attention to the word and be governed by the word. The Bible tells me there's no condemnation to those that walk in the spirit of Christ and not in their own flesh. If you're walking outside the will of God, you're already condemned. So all you got to do is fall back in line. It's like a soldier. If you've been born again already, oh, just fall back in line. We make it so hard for Christian believers in Christ today, it's a shame.
Yes,
nobody want to come to church no more. They get up here to preach and tell you, I got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do that. No, no, you got to have Christ in your life.
Yes,
that's all you need, Christ in your life, and you automatically going to walk into compliance with what the Word of God has said.
That's right.
And we need to understand that. And 133 Psalm said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in what? In unity. Don't just follow me for what the good I got. Follow me for the instructions that I give out. For the instruction, for the love that I show among the people. For my patience with the people. You hadn't grown. You born today. I don't expect you to be tomorrow, grown man tomorrow. It's a process that we go through.
Yes,
it's the strength how much you go to Jesus and ask Jesus to govern you and give you prosperity. It's like David the king, he wasn't even a preacher. Never have I seen a righteous forsaken or God's seed. Big bread. God gonna take care of his children.
Sure will.
Yes, these people go around here and holler about it ain't this and it ain't that. You ain't got this, you ain't got that. Something wrong with them.
That's right.
Because if they're born again, they're going to come to you and administer to you. That's what the Bible said. Brother, overtaken in a fault, ye with your spirit, restore such one. That's mean bring back.
Right.
And meekness and love and mercy and compassion, bring them back. Ain't nothing in me make me look for a fault in you.
Nothing.
I want to see all good. I got the mind of Christ. I want to see everybody make it. I don't want nobody to fail. We got to work together in Christ Jesus.
That
the old things, the habits we used to have and stuff like that, they gone. We new creatures now in Christ Jesus. The Bible said old things are what? Passed away. Behold, now everything about us now is new. I don't need to go buy a brand new suit. In my shoes, I got paper in the bottom of my shoes.
Yeah.
I'm defeating the purpose.
Right.
God want the whole man new.
Yeah.
He want everything, my new suit, new socks, new pants, whatever.
Yes, sir.
The whole man new.
Yes,
And this is what we got to look at Jesus. When we look at the words of God, look at Jesus. He said, hold them to as an example that you hold us to. Same standards you hold me to, hold everybody else to that standard. Don't have no respect of people. If I hold you to a high standard, everybody I see that I function with, I'm going to hold them to a high standard. It's foolish now. We cut brothers down, belittle brothers and sisters today. That's not godly. That's of the world. Jesus lift everybody up. I don't care what the condition is, he just say, follow me. And if they take out behind him, he blessed them and made them whole. That's what we have to do today. It's enough fighting and warring in America today. There's enough fighting and warring in America, lying and stealing and telling all kind of stuff. There's enough of that now. We need to follow Christ. If you don't follow Christ, you're going to get involved in the ways of the world. And that's what Satan wants you to be, to come to the ways of the world. And he can handle you in his position. But as long as I'm in Christ, you ain't bothering me. I'm anchored in Jesus. You can say what you want to say. I'm covered.
Yes, sir.
The blood got me covered.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And as long as the blood keep me covered, I'm going to be all right. Now, I may be offended. I mean, I may offend some people, but those that believe Christ going to be with me. They're going to be with me on my side. Those that love Jesus going to be with me.
Yes,
I have no doubt about it.
Yes,
but I have to walk in compliance to the will of God. I just don't want you to follow me because I'm pastor.
No,
I want you to follow me because I'm righteous and I'm teaching the principles of God. You follow me. If I'm not teaching nothing, don't follow me. Straight to the point. The Bible says, look what it says. For many walk. Everybody in this church today said he's walking with God. But just stand back and put your binoculars on and watch them. Watch how they address people. Watch how they talk to people. Watch how they love people. Watch how they talk about people. Watch how they find faults in people. Instead of trying the goodness of God in everybody, you see. Jesus looked for good, never looked for evil. If you was in evil with Jesus, Jesus said, repent. Repent means just change your mind. Come with me. Simple as that. The church of today done made things so hard to people, they're scared to come to church. They think you're going to call them out and say something against them in church and make them shamed. You should never have a voice or a mind or in you to do something like that. We work together with Christ Jesus. The Bible tells me, say, seek to be perfect. We got to strive to be perfect.
That's right.
Stop letting people criticize and cut you down and you feeling sorry for yourself. You know, when you feel sorry for yourself, you'll do anything to yourself. But when you live in hope of Jesus Christ,
yes, sir,
and in the mercy of your brothers and sisters, you're going to be all right. God's going to take care of you. He don't whoop you because you're doing right. You only judge when you do wrong. Say a lot of men walk, of whom I've told you often. Look, everybody that's saying amen ain't fixed by God. A lot of times we promote amen, and God ain't got nothing to do with it. I tell y'all all the time, every time I get up almost, when I get up and say, thank you, Jesus, I mean it from my heart. I don't want you telling me to say thank you, Jesus. I said thank you because what he doing for me, where he brought me from. Not where he's going to take me, where he brought me from already. That's what I thank him on the spot for. It's embarrassing to me. Wherever you ought to say thank you, Jesus. Well, before I got up this morning, I was saying thank you, Jesus. When I come to church, I was saying thank you, Jesus. When I got to church, I was saying, when I went in my office, I was saying thank you, Jesus. For he's done something for me that you couldn't do.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said, I told you about them tricksters already. And listen to what he said. I often told you. And now I'm telling you weeping. Sometime I be at home just reading the scripture and start crying. I start crying because the way the people carry themselves in the house of God. And I know according to this script, manuscript here, it's not according to God. If you don't live by this manuscript here, you ain't the will of God. You're outside the boundaries of God. But you got to get in the boundaries of God. You got to say, when I read the scripture, I look at the scripture and I say, Am I guilty? Am I walking in the light as this word giving me light? Or am I just getting up talking, trying to get you to say amen and verify what I'm saying? No, no. I get up because it's biblical. I get up and say this because it's in the word. Is it the word? You need to know. Everything I know, you need to know. That's how we work together. We got to have the same mind, y'all. I don't understand it. I hear people say this all the time. We all got different views. You shouldn't have it. Ain't but one word here. Ain't but one word here. We all got to accept the word of God and not have all these other views and say, this is what I think it means. That's out. You don't bring that in God's house. You say what the words say and live what the words say. Then you please God. But if you don't live what the words say, you can know the whole book and don't live nothing. That's called a hypocrite. That's called that you ain't got no purpose here on earth but to come and bring division among people. And God don't want division. He wants unity. And he when you cry out to God, listen good, when you cry out to God, God hear your cry. That's when it's sincere. And when you're dedicated to God, it's that you that the enemies of the cross fight against you. Now, keep this in mind. I said this. Go to the New York Times if you want to see it. I see it. If you ain't for Christ, you're against Christ. Yes, if I'm standing in the will of God and you're against me, you're against God. Yes, I'm telling you what the scripture's saying. Yes, ain't no other way out. If I'm telling you what the words say and you go against what the words say, you of the world. Because anybody that loves Jesus Christ and born of God going to have the same mind. That's why the Apostle Paul, let this mind be in you. That's what? Also in Christ Jesus. We got to all have the same mind. And no such thing. By this my view, and that's your view. That's the word of God. By this it could be nothing. When you do that, so we got to take it to base value. And you keep praying and reading the word, it's going to open, understanding going to pop open for you. And that's what God wants us to do. Just stay in the word, stay cemented in the word, and he's going to make it available to you. It's going to protect and shield you everywhere you go. And it say those that come against you, those that are out the will of God, they're enemies of God and they don't have no good end. They're end of destruction. That's what the book say. They're end of destruction. Whose God is their belly. And whose glory is their shame. Who mind earthly things. When you see people just lusting after the world, lusting after the world, lusting after all they can get, all they see, trying to have more than this sister, more than that brother, don't want to share nothing with us, that's lusting after the world. We're people that come from the bottom all the way to the top. And you shouldn't let nobody sell you no fake tickets. Please, you got to have the wisdom of God to not let people sell you fake tickets. That's why we need to stay in the word of God. You know, I used to be on the city council advisory committee. I was the president of the city council advisory. And when certain people got in office, they cut it out. Because I was the head man, and I was the president of the council. And then every time I say everything I say, I use the scripture. Everything I said, I use the scripture. And they didn't want that, because that's too much like right. Amen. But you can't change me. I ain't let you change me. If God gave me what to say, I'm going to say what God said. He got the last words over me. He got the last thing to say over me before I go to the other side. And then I might not make the other side if I'm going on what I think. I got to go on what God said in order to meet him in the air, in the clouds. And I'll forever be with him. I got to do what he say. I can't go with my thoughts, my aims. You say, for our conversation, listen good. It's in heaven. How many of us in here go to other sources instead of going to God? You got a direct line to God. Talk to him every day, every minute, every hour, every second. If you need to, I know I need to talk to him every day. Because I don't even say the wrong thing out of place. I may make a mistake, but the Spirit of God, the time I make it, it bring it back to my attention. And I'm going to do it over again and make it right according to his will.
That's right.
That's why I need to understand the Word of God, study the Word of God, that when I'm overcoming a fault, then I can correct it myself because I'm saved now. I got the Spirit of God living inside of me. I can do change that myself. But when I didn't have the Spirit of God, I couldn't do nothing. That's like under the law. The law pointed out your fault, but it couldn't do nothing for you. But Jesus Christ, our Savior, come and redeemed us from all our sins of this earth. And we got to always give him thanks and glory. So we lust in this society here on this earth to grow bigger and bigger and bigger and be bigger bosses, rule people harshly. Everything we say is we lying. It's a Christian body. Every Sunday morning, all the evangelicals, which I resent to all my heart, they just lie, lie, lie. And they're supposed to be leading Christian principles on the face of God's earth. They're supposed to be walking in the light of Christ right now. And if they walk in the light of Christ, they can lead people, guide people, and then people are going to come running to them when they're comfortable with the Word of God to see what help that they can receive from them. But no, no, they're cutting you down. They're cutting you down. When you got the holy of holy person, supposed to be person, coming against you, you in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Especially when they're in authority.
That's right.
And you can't fight the authorities.
Okay.
And that's why they keep pressing you down. Because the wrong word is being produced in your life. Mm-hmm. They're criticizing you, condemning you for no reason at all. Mm-hmm. They're lying on you, talking about you. Yeah. And they don't help none. They ain't never help. You can't tell me beating a man down with a sludge hammer gonna help him.
No, sir.
I never seen it in my life.
No, sir.
You got to lift every brother up.
That's right.
If I'm overcoming a fault, you got to strengthen me. Get me strength through the Scripture. And not what you want to do me, how you want to run me and rule me. You can't do it. You can't do it. You got to stay in the words here. He said they are bellies. They're just trying to fulfill their desire. They are mine. And whose glory is a shame because they're going to come over shame because their end results in destruction. Did you not know that Jesus said all the non-believers, those that went against the will of God, going to be caught and threw in the pit in the lake of fire along with the devil? If you a lie and I'm running behind you, lying with you, I'm going to that lake, according to this book here. I'm headed to that lake. But now you don't have to go to the lake if you repent on the spot. God is so merciful. If you repent, you ain't got to go to no lake. You can be in the clouds with Christ when he come back. You can be caught up together with him. You won't have to go through no lake. That's the joy of our salvation, that you saved from destruction. When Jesus died, he went in the grave. And when he come up in the same body. Why? He had to show people that he wasn't no fake, no phony. That he wasn't a man all just from heaven only.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. At Calvary, he showed me how much so. He loved me, he loved me, he loved me, he loved me. At Calvary, he showed me how much so. Thank you, Lord.
One more time. Can I tell my story? Okay. I was reading the other day about a man named Moses. I was reading where one day God called Moses. Told him, said, Moses, I want you to go down in Egypt land. I want you to tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. And you know how that story goes. Moses began to kind of question God, said, now, Lord, are you sure I'm the one? Say, you know, my tongue is a little tied and I don't speak real well. Lord told him, said, Moses, all I want you to do is just go and I'll go with you. Just open your mouth and I'll speak for you. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what the Lord had said. But you know how that story goes. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he wouldn't let the old peoples go. Well, after God had brought several plagues upon the land of Egypt, he called Moses again. Said, Moses, I want you to go back and tell old Pharaoh, if he don't let my people go, tell him there'll be a great cry in the land of Egypt. Tell him that all of the firstborn in that land will be killed. And then Moses, I want you to tell your people, I want them to kill a lamb. I want them to put the blood on either side of the doorpost. So when the death angel come and see the blood, he'll pass that door by. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what he said, but he wouldn't let the old people go. And the Bible tells me it was midnight when there came a great cry in the land of Egypt. All of the firstborn in that land was killed. That lets me know that God moved. God moved at midnight. I got another story. Can I tell that one? Talking about the five wise and the five foolish virgins. When they went out to wait on the bridegroom. And you know how that story goes, don't you? The foolish ran out of oil. And the Bible said it was about midnight when somebody cried out, the bridegroom has come. I got one more. I got one more. And then I'm gonna leave you alone. Talking about old man Paul and old man Silas. When they were bound down in that Roman jail, didn't have nobody that could go their bail. Now, can I imagine just a little? I imagine old man Silas had been troubled ever since that jailer closed them doors. And I imagine after he had taken all he could take, he looked at Paul and told him, said, Paul, oh, Paul, don't you think we ought to sing a song, a prayer, prayer? And you know how it is. If you ever been in a situation where you knew that everything was going to be all right, but somebody else was all trouble and tore up about it. See, Paul had been in Rome, and Paul already knew that at midnight, all of the Roman guard would go to sleep. But he knew that the God he was going to call on never sleep. So I'll imagine a little bit again. When Paul looked back at Silas, he told him, said, Silas, oh, Silas, let me tell you what we going to do. We going to wait till the midnight hour when all the Roman guard go to sleep. We going to wait till the midnight hour when it's just Jesus, you and me. Cause he's the only one I know that can deliver us, that save our soul. Let's wait until the midnight, till the midnight hour. Let's wait till the midnight, till the midnight hour. Come on, let's wait till the midnight, till the midnight hour. Can I say one more thing? Till the midnight, one more thing. Sometimes I love to be in company. All alone, so I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on his throne. I can call him in the morning, noon, and night. For any time I call him, oh, it's all right. But I'm gonna wait till midnight. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait till the midnight. I believe I'll wait until midnight.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.